Actually, I was just thinking about yoga. I was thinking about the literary part of talking about my experience in yoga and when that I was first introduced to it and the benefits. See, because it was a lot of practices that had benefits even outside the food intake, because it was times when I didn't have access to the best quality of food, so I had to implement other things.
Hey guy, can you sound deeper?
Okay.
Can you go deeper?
You want to go deeper to the unity of the metaphysical being?
Can God go so deep that God gets scared?
Well, I don't think there's nothing scary than actually walking in the flesh and, knowing that you are God. Because when you know that you are God, everybody outside of yourself is going to tell you you're not God. So if I'm not God and you're saying that, if you're saying that I'm not God, but I think that I am, you're saying that I'm lying to myself.
You know what God looks like? You're getting caught up in this God concept. You know what God looks like?
Yeah.
Looks like this.
Well,
That's what God looks like.
that's what the word God looks like.
Ooh, what's the
The
difference?
well, the difference between the word God and then the actualization of God is the difference. See, the actualization of God is a manifestation of what cannot be seen, and it is made seen when it comes to flesh. Like right now, this is what they call God, but what they call God, they try to explain it in the forms of is isolated to a set group of people with a set belief system and a set deity as their God. Well, my philosophy of God is as the self, and what you see is what is.
What about this? What about this? God, check it out. What if we approach veganism like a federal agency, like the federal vegans, and we approach houses and we just go, excuse me, yes, we like what if you know the story about the people with the clipboard? You know the story about the people with the clipboards? How like when did you ever hear about the study where like in a room, like it was found in a psychological study that when somebody was holding a clipboard was in a very scientific tone interviewing somebody, the person that was interviewing typically had a very uncharacteristic response in that they viewed a clipboard as authority, like as though because the clipboard is a sign of invention. If you're a human being and you have a clipboard and you're talking to an animal, holding a clipboard is a sign of intelligence. There was a time period where people that had those clipboards went and approached people that didn't have clipboards and said, we are in charge of you. We're here to study you. That was wrong. That study is like a cornerstone of why this whole thing is the way it is, because that finding was found. And then that finding, what it did, is it created a situation where the entirety of civilization, Western civilization, is based on the premise that if I'm holding a clipboard, I'm more powerful than you. And I have the right to ask you any question I want. Like, that's a psychiatric principle. That's a psychological principle.
Hold on. Did you say, what's that here? A psychiatric principle is when somebody is holding a clipboard, it makes them feel more powerful than you.
Yes.
Because I actually have a clipboard.
Well, we can do stuff with it.
And I used to
So
carry
I
it
could go to
around.
Fountain Square and ask people questions and get demographic information.
Let's start a campaign for some food service.
Okay.
And get some clipboards. And.
Could you get something solved in the White House?
Yep.
So God, man, like what do you call it? Like our secret will be
No, look,
our
look,
secret
look,
is
look,
like
look, look,
no, check out. We're time traveling graffiti artists, okay? We're time traveling graffiti artists, and we're trying to put our name on the White House. We're going for a difficult one. We're trying to graffiti the White House just by walking in there and like making a YouTube video and put it on YouTube. Like turn the internet.
We found a graffiti Kung Fu siren behind. We found a tattoo of Abraham Lincoln.
Time traveling fourth dimensional graffiti artist. No, four dimension time traveling 4D graffiti artist.
What's 4D?
Being able to understand time, not being able to manipulate time, but being able to understand how time works. Like, if you know how time works and that's all you know, you're a fourth-dimensional artist. Fourth-dimensional artist, like a story, if you can understand what a story is, that means you understand the fourth dimension, because you know there's a timeline. You know it's not just this. You know it's like this, well then this, and this. Like, there's some people that walk around and say there's only the now. That may be true for them, but for me, there's the long now. Like, there's my life story is kind of like I'm going through a process of healing, and I understand, like, one of the reasons why I'm comfortable, just sitting here in my home with my family is because, like, as an atheist, like, I'm learning a very important lesson about creation. I'm learning about the timeline of age. Like, I have a concept of age that a lot of people lack. I'm studying the elderly so that I know, because I'd like to go in a different direction. So it's kind of like I'm doing something very clever with my decision making. I may not look impressive now. And that may be all that's important for some ways, to be impressive now. But I do understand the concept of eternal life, and I'm trying to get ready for a second round of eternal life. I was alive, then I died, now I'm coming back to life. But I don't come back to life quickly. I come back to life slowly. But by the time I'm alive again, I'll be a very impressive creature. Realistically, from what I understand, all that is holding me back in life is the way I look. The way I look determines my success or failure in life. I could be making more money quite easily if I looked better, if my health was improved. My lack of health is my main, my main flaw.
It's your lack of swag. It's not really actually looking. You're actually a nice looking guy.
My crucial.
Maybe you just put some grease in your hair, some gel, slick it down a little bit, shave, do a little Tom Selleck little mustache.
My crucial flaw is my health. Like, that's what it is. That's why this book exists. Is because, I paid Hakeem. Let's just say I paid Hakeem with a car, a computer, I'll even tell the story. Like, I paid him with a car, I paid him with a computer, I paid him with a monitor, a printer, and a filing cabinet, and a car. Like, I paid him all of that in exchange for what he did for the Lyrical Insurrection. I'll write you an encyclopedia, man. Like, anytime you see, like, adding to the books, like, hey, Nick, because there's no such thing as money, so no matter whether it's a lot or not, all you gotta do is ask for the right and the service will be done.
Peace.
Hello, Pop?
Yes?
Hi, this is Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey. May said you were looking for some stamps.
Yeah.
I got this for 25. I don't know if that'll help you.
Yeah.